The moment I pulled this out, I heard a... We do love chocolate, don't we? And those of... I'm surprised I didn't hear some hallelujahs, because some of you will have been giving up chocolate for Lent, I'm sure, and you're like, today's the day. Jesus is risen, and I'm going to stuff my face full of chocolate. Amen. Well, here we have a chocolate Easter egg. Now, a couple of weeks back, some of you may have been here when I preached about generosity. It was the Jesus and the rich young ruler. And I spoke about how I used to hoard lots of my chocolate eggs in my cupboard. And I was very self-disciplined and ate them very carefully to myself, bit by bit by bit. Unfortunately, a lot of them went moldy because I just spent too long getting through them. So there's a little sort of parable there. Share your eggs, share the wealth. But here we have a chocolate egg, and one of the things that I was most excited about when I got a chocolate egg back in the day, okay, was that usually when you had a chocolate egg, you do this. Yes, I can hear something. And when you shook it, you could hear something rattling around inside. Now, shall I open the egg and see what might be inside? Yes. I said, shall I open the egg? Yes. I'm not going to ask anyone to help me with that, because I need the egg to last the duration of the talk, and it may get eaten. But let's have a little look. Oh, hang on. I'm going to tap it. Seriously. It's empty. Empty. Do you want to come and have a look at it? Look, you can tell them, can't you? Is that empty?
Yes, it is empty.
Yeah, it is empty, isn't it? There's nothing in there, is there? Cheated. I've been cheated. Do you think they'll take it back? Do you think I can get my money back? That is not acceptable. Not acceptable at all. No packet of sweets. I was expecting a packet of sweets. The Kinder eggs are even smaller than that, and they have a toy in it. Disappointing. Disappointing, let's just say. Now, this is a bit like how Mary Magdalene must have felt as she visited the tomb on that first Easter morning. And let's just have the slide back up so we can see the picture of the empty tomb. This is the egg that the motivators did with Angie. Well done, it's a fantastic egg, and it's out on the front lawn. But here's the empty tomb. And I'm going to just read this bit, and then Bart and Zara are going to read the next section of the story. On the third day, Mary Magdalene and another Mary went to the tomb to pay their respects. But they saw that it was empty. Then an angel appeared to them and said, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. But he's not here. He has risen, just as he said he would." Bart and Zara are going to come and share the next part of the story with us now. Can we have the slide back on, please? Thank you.
We're going to each read in our own languages. That's okay. Mary Magdalene stood outside the tomb crying. A man asked her, "Why are you crying? Who are you looking for?" Mary answered, "Sir, if you have carried Jesus away, tell me where you've put him, and I will get him." The man called her by name, and she immediately recognized him as Jesus. Jesus then visited his closest friend and appeared to over 500 people. He stayed with them for 40 days before returning to his Father in heaven. But before he left them, he blessed them and said, "Go and tell the whole world what you have seen.
Maria Madalena estava do lado de fora chorando. E um homem perguntou-a: Por que você está chorando? Quem você está procurando? Maria respondeu: Senhor, se foi você quem levou Jesus, diga-me, onde você colocou? Porque eu o buscarei. O homem chamou-a pelo seu nome e ela imediatamente reconheceu como sendo Jesus. Jesus, logo depois disso, visitou seus amigos íntimos e apareceu para mais de 500 pessoas. E ele permaneceu com eles por 40 dias antes de retornar para o seu Pai no céu. Mas antes de ele ter assunto aos céus, os abençoou e disse: Vão, digam por todo mundo o que vocês têm visto.
Aleluia. Thank you, Bart. Thank you, Zara. I keep hearing this, whoa, he's got more chocolate. You've got plenty of eggs at home, but you can have some of mine. You can have some of mine. Now, most Easter eggs now, as I've learned the hard way, don't put the sweeties inside the eggs anymore. I think that's a real shame, personally. It was one of my favorite bits. They put them somewhere else in the box. So, had I looked a bit more closely and not rushed to get the egg out straight away to rattle it, I would have noticed that right at the bottom, there's some more chocolate. Woo! Don't mob me afterwards, okay? Ask nicely and you might be able to have some chocolate. Now, this was Mary's experience, wasn't it? She was looking for Jesus in the tomb, but he had already risen. He was elsewhere, just like those sweets were. And when Jesus embraced her in the garden, she was probably really confused, speechless. Maybe she even thought she was dreaming. But she was over the moon because she had found her treasure at last, the risen Jesus. But Jesus told her not to hold on to him, but to go and tell the disciples what she had seen. Like the sweets with the Easter egg, Jesus is our ultimate treasure, and he doesn't want us to just keep him for ourselves. He wants us to share him with everybody else. Before he left his disciples to go back to his Father in heaven, Jesus told them to go. Go and tell the whole world about me, he said. And this is why we are all here today. Have you ever stopped to think about that? Had the disciples not gone as Jesus commanded them, had they not been empowered by his Holy Spirit, none of us would be here today. Quite amazing, really, isn't it? And look how packed it is today. And I thank God that they did follow his command. If we can have the slide up, please. Now, over the course of this Easter period, you may have noticed that we have some eggs outside. And they've been brilliantly painted. Let's give a round of applause to the artists. Well done. Now, they've stood proudly on the front lawn for all to see, showing people the story of Jesus Christ. And people have engaged with them, and they have been moved by them. And Ian's going to come and share just a few testimonies about how people have been moved by the eggs. And I'm sure there are many more, and please do share them over the feast together.
Thank you, Chris. Yes, I'm sure mine is just one of many, but it was very significant for me. Very soon after the display went out, and I came to meet somebody at the church here, not thinking really that what happened would happen, because I saw somebody else, another man, sitting on the bench and just looking at the display. And we started to exchange one or two words, and he spoke about what he was feeling, and then he said, could you pray for me? Could you pray God's blessing on me? And that made me realize the power of what was going on out there. And the prompting I received, I believe, from God was to start to spread the news about this to as many people as I could. And it was just so amazing to me that those people, many of them were Christians, but they were from all sorts of different backgrounds and denominations, Roman Catholic and Orthodox and Anglican, Baptist, and so on. But all of them virtually came back and said, what we have seen, and this was just seeing it on the screen, not in reality, this has had such a profound impact. And I thought, isn't that a great picture of God's church in all its diversity being drawn together in this story that has been displayed for us? And actually, several have since made pilgrimages. I never thought Histon Baptist Church would be a place of pilgrimage, but they've come on pilgrimage and spent time here with what has been done. And one person, and perhaps there were more, said, as I looked at it on the screen, I cried. I couldn't stop myself from crying. And this particular person, I know him, is probably seriously unemotional. But this is the power. So I want to really thank Kate and Chris for the way they initiated this project and for the artists, and to give glory to God. By his Spirit, he has used this to touch many people's lives.
Amen. And I'm sure that there are more stories about conversations that have been had around the eggs. So please do talk to one another and share those testimonies after the service whilst we eat. Now, this is wonderful news. It's a great testimony, and we celebrate this today. But here's the thing. In a week's time, the eggs will be coming down. The eggs can only stay up for another week. Then they'll be put away. So who then will tell the story of Jesus? Who then will share the good news? And the answer is us. Us. The Bible says that we were made in the image of God. In other words, when people look at us, we should be reflecting our Creator. And it's like that idea of, you know, when the queen's head on the coin, yeah? It reflects our sovereign. And in the same way, we are called to reflect our God through the way that we speak, through the way that we act. And we've got if we could have the slide up again, please. Jesus says to each of us, like he did to his disciples, go. Go and tell your neighbors, your friends, your family about me. Go tell the whole world, every tribe and every nation. Show my love to everyone through your words and actions, through the way you live. We remember the words from Romans chapter 10, where Paul says, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Amen? Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Hallelujah. But, Paul goes on to say, but, how can people call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one in whom they have not heard? And how can they hear about this person without someone telling them? And how can anyone tell them unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news about Jesus. Like the sweets with the Easter egg, Jesus is our ultimate treasure. But he doesn't want us to just keep him to ourselves. He doesn't want us to be like me when I stacked all my Easter eggs tightly in my cupboard and closed the door and locked it for fear that anybody else might have a quick nibble on one of my chocolate eggs. No, he wants us to share him with everyone through our words and our actions. And he empowers us by his Holy Spirit to do just this, just as he did for the first Christians. So he does it for us. We've been sent by him to share the good news. So let's go into the world and do it. Let's be like the eggs. Let's declare the wonders of God and how he has changed our lives. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you that you so loved each and every one of us that you sent him to us to live and to die for us so that we may be forgiven and made right with you, so that we may have a relationship with you. And so, Lord, I pray now for anybody who is feeling that they haven't quite said yes to you this morning and they've not said yes to Jesus. If that's you, then in your heart, repeat after me. God, here I am. I'm amazed by what I've heard about your son. And I want to accept him as my Lord and my Savior today. I want to say yes to him. I want to receive all that he has done for me. Forgiveness and eternal life, now and forevermore. Would you come into my heart by the power of your Holy Spirit and set me free? I thank you for the gift of Jesus. And for those of us that have been a Christian maybe for a little while, maybe you can say this prayer in your heart. Father God, I thank you for Jesus. Forgive me when I've let other people or even artwork on the front lawn proclaim your glory and I have kept silent. Forgive me for that. But as of this day, I pray that you would forgive me and empower me to share the good news of Jesus with all of those I come into contact with, through the words that I speak and through the way I treat them. Would you have your way? Would your wondrous story be made known? And may many more people come to know you because of me. Lord, we lift up these prayers to you in the name of Jesus, our risen Savior. Amen. Amen.